In the purport to Bhagavad Gita 2.40, Srila Prabhupada says that the greatest fear is becoming an animal, and that by practicing devotional service, one is protected. Yet in other places, Srila Prabhupada says that devotees must be careful or they end up like Bharat Maharaj. Also, Bhakti Vinod wasn't fearful of being a dog in the house of a devotee. So what is the greatest fear? And what is protected by the practice of bhakti? Yeah, very thoughtful question. Mm-hmm. There are two things. There is the human form and there is the human consciousness. Or rather, the facility for spiritual consciousness that is offered in the human form. Now, the principle is that if somebody takes a step towards Krishna, if somebody starts practicing bhakti, then that spiritual attraction towards Krishna, that spiritual awareness of Krishna is never lost. It may be temporarily obscured in the sense of being forgotten, but it's never lost. So, that is one principle. The principle that whatever spiritual attraction to Krishna we have cultivated, that will always stay with us. And the speciality of the human form is not just the biological form. The speciality of the human form is the opportunity for spiritual advancement that it offers. So, we stated that there is also another law. The law is what Krishna talks about in 8.5, 8.6. 8.6 he says that that whatever state of being we remember at the time of death, that is what we will attain in the next life. Now, sometimes, even in legal situations, in real life also, two laws might come in conflict. You know, suppose anybody kills another person, that is a crime. But somebody kills in self-defense, then that's not a crime. That's a different situation. So, just as sometimes two laws might come in conflict, and then a reconciliation has to be done. So, like that, there can some two principles. One principle is that one's spiritual growth is always protected. The other is that whatever we remember at the time of death, that is what we will attain. So how are these two principles to be reconciled? And that is in the case of Bharat Maharaj reconciled because he remembered a deer at the time of death and because he had cultivated a lot of attachment to a deer during his life before that. So according to the law of nature, he got a deer's body. But because he had practiced bhakti and he developed attraction to Krishna, although he got a deer's body, he did not get deer's consciousness. He still had human consciousness. In fact, more than human consciousness. Because he still had his attraction to Krishna. If we look, as only a brief description of Bharat Maharaj's life as a deer. There he is doing primarily three things. He is lamenting about the mistake that he made in squandering the opportunity that he had in previous life. Then he is warning himself, I should be cautious. And he is trying to seek. Even as a deer, he doesn't go around seeking for green grass, but he tries to associate with the sages over there and tries to hear spiritual sound vibrations from them. So, that means what is never lost is the developed consciousness which can help us keep moving onwards towards Krishna. Now, when we say that in the animal life there is no opportunity for spiritual growth, what that essentially means is that there is no opportunity for one to begin spiritual life. But if a soul in a human body has already begun spiritual life, then even in the animal body, that can be continued. What happened in the case of Bharat Maharaj is, both the principles had to be reconciled, and he got a deer's body, but he did not get deer's consciousness. So, whatever attraction to Krishna we have developed, that will never be lost. In the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that purvabhyasena tenaiva riyate ya avashopisaha jigyasur piyogasya shabda brahmati vartate. This purvabhyas, whatever practice one has done in one's previous life, purvabhyasena tenaiva, that person, he is talking about a yogi who has deviated from the path, riyate ya avashopisaha, riyate, such a person will be helplessly attracted, avasha. The person doesn't know, I just feel some extraordinary mystical attraction. I just feel attracted to spiritual principles. Feel attracted to Krishna. I want to know what are the ultimate answers to ultimate questions. So it's not that when we say a person say deviates from the spiritual path in the next life born, when we say spiritual attraction remains, that does not mean that when a baby is born, baby instead of crying will be born chanting Hare Krishna. Even if the baby is an advanced devotee, the baby, as for the biological nature, the baby will be born crying. But we will see that sometimes some people just develop attraction to Krishna so quickly. Sometimes two people may come to the same time at Krishna consciousness, but suddenly one person has so much stability, so much faith, so much attraction to Krishna. So what is happening is, in one case, say a person who seems to be advancing slowly, it is that the attraction is being developed for the first time. Whereas in the second case, the person who seems to be advancing very fast, that means the attraction is just being uncovered. It is already there, but just because of the circumstance of a death in a previous life and a rebirth in this life, there is a temporary covering over that, and that is removed. So what is preserved is our attraction to Krishna, and that attraction impels us onwards in the spiritual path. Now, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I am not afraid of even being born as a dog in a devotee's family, he says that Tomara Kukura Vaishnava Thakur, or he says Kita Janma Ho Yadatuva Das, that I am ready to be born even as an insect if I remain your servant. So what this essentially means is these sort of prayers signify that which is normally considered fearful by people, a devotee doesn't consider it fearful. Because the devotee is always connected with Krishna. So what he is saying is, if I am born in the devotee's family as a dog, or if I am born as an insect also, but I have attraction towards you, then the greatest danger in material existence is forgetfulness of Krishna. If I am protected from that, then even if other dangers come, such as the danger of going down to a lower species, that doesn't matter. Because the danger is not just getting an animal form. The real danger is getting animal consciousness. And if that consciousness, when we biologically get animal form also, but if one still has spiritual consciousness, then that is not a danger. So that's for what devotees are praying, or what happened in the case of Radha Maharaj is, the spiritual attraction was protected, but because of the alternate other law of nature, of getting whatever one remembers the time of death, he got a deer's body.